Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're back on Maggie and Perla for Laughing. Our producer, Mike Samter, is currently... Can we tell people where he is?
Yeah, well, it's Tasty Thursday. Yeah. Now that I'm back in the studio, we wanted to get it back going again. So the delicacy of choice today is...
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
And he's calling from the line at Taco Bell. It's wanting to know if Maggie wanted strawberry lemonade. He's like, are you guys on air? I'm like, yeah, kind of. Like,
are you listening to the show while you ran out to do this errand? See, like, we were talking about who would be a good celebrity assistant. I think you and I would be good. Samter, eh.
I'd be good. Yeah, Samter, you're right. He might get into some awkward situations.
Totally.
He could be too honest. You got to be able to lie. But it'd be great if he called in on the car line, 855-212-4CBS.
Does Maggie want a lemonade?
Mike from New York. Maggie, do you want
a small or a large lemonade?
But I was curious, by the way, too. You wanted a lemonade, but you didn't want a strawberry lemonade.
Yeah. Too much.
Really? I feel like if you're going to go all the way for a lemonade as an adult, you might as well take the next step and go strawberry.
Okay. All right. Let's not waste any more time because our very good friend Mark Ellis has agreed to come on and have some fun with us today. And he's the best. Mark, thanks so much for doing this. We thought about you immediately because we're paying tribute to Tom Cruise all week long. And you've actually seen Top Gun Maverick. So first, without any spoilers, what's your review of Top Gun Maverick?
I have seen Top Gun Maverick twice now.
Whoa.
Already. And I have tickets in about 4 hours to go see it again. That's how excited I am.
Dude.
What? It's that good?
It is that great. As I speak, I'm currently wearing Tom Cruise's undergarment.
So, well done.
It's such a well-made movie. And if you're a fan of the original Top Gun, this is 36 years later. And so you get a lot of the naval aviation, a lot of the dogfighting that you would expect. But there's so much more to this story that everyone is going to get, not just something, a lot out of this movie. Whether you're there for the thrill ride, whether you're there for some real emotion, for some relationships, to see a new crop of young hotshot pilots, it is everything that any movie lover would want. This is the one movie that I would say you have to see on the big screen this year.
Oh my goodness, Mark. That is such a ringing endorsement. We saw it was like 97% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, and you're saying that squares with what you're experiencing.
It was, I'm telling you, I was in the theater and I just couldn't believe it was happening. And then I saw it again and I loved it just again as much the second time. And so now I'm like, I feel like I'm going to go see the movie for the first time again. I'm just that pumped up about it. And full disclosure, I am a big Top Gun fan, but I saw this movie with a number of folks who had never seen the first Top Gun or had just seen the first Top Gun, which, by the way, is criminally underrated at 57% on the tomato meter, which is rotten. But it doesn't matter if you've seen Top Gun, if you care about the first Top Gun. There's so much to love about this new movie. It blew my socks off.
Wow.
Mark, my issue is probably easy to resolve, but like you said, it's 33 years ago. The tech in that world has evolved so much. How do they reconcile, like, I mean,
oh,
are there
Perloff,
still...
Perloff, what are you going to come in and ruin it with
no,
your
I mean,
reality?
It's like, look around. Like, they're not F-16 dogfighting. That's not what warfare is about anymore. I mean, Mark,
don't
you know what I'm
talking
about. I'm sure Mark has an answer for this.
He can try to rain on the parade, Maggie, but it's not going to work because those are some of the issues. Andrew, you would make a great admiral in this movie, because there's some folks that just want to de-pilot planes and they want to just fly drones and make it safer and make it more efficient. But then there's certain situations that you get into where it's not necessarily about the plane or how high-tech it is. It's about the pilot flying it. And the tech has evolved. Maverick, has he evolved? Is he able to usher in a new generation of top-notch fighter pilots? That is what you're watching the movie
Mark,
for.
Mark, the hard deck set at 200 feet. I'm not going to listen to your nonsense right now. You're being a maverick. Just stop it.
Hey, look, Andrew, it seems like you went below the hard deck with Barbara Streisand. So.
And she didn't even know it, which is a real crime. Okay, so Mark, when you join us, usually you're here to do some movie trivia for us. So we're going to do a little Tom Cruise-inspired movie trivia, yes?
We got some Tom Cruise-inspired movie trivia, and this is what we call the Tom Cruise name game, where every question, five in total, is going to be about a character that Tom Cruise has played in one of his more popular movies. So it's going to be first come, first serve. Whoever buzzes in first with their name is going to get the option to get the point. Are you all ready?
Ready.
We're ready.
Tom Cruise name game kicks off now. In which franchise does Tom play a character named Ethan Hunt?
Oh,
Mission Impossible. Wait.
That is correct.
You have to say your name first.
Wait, I have to say my name first?
Yeah, that's how we do this. You say Perloff, or Andrew, and then Mark decides who says their name first.
But there's one male and there's one female. Like, I have to say my name? Is he not going to know who's talking?
No, we have, Mark, don't we have to, buzz in?
Ideally, I would prefer a name buzz in, but I heard you both scrambling.
Yes. Perloff will get that one. So. We'll shout out the answer. Whoever gets the answer quickest. So Perloff's up 1-0. That was a good one.
I can certainly play with that. All right, so here we go. Perloff up 1-0 with the softball answer. Your next question. In which film does the Cruise portray reluctant brother Charlie Babbitt?
Rain Man.
Rain Man.
How Maggie.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't hear a buzz.
Did you hear the urgency in my voice that I appealed to Mark? I'm like, Mark said you gotta say your name first. Like,
but you didn't
some
buzz.
Kind of real.
I thought we had a buzz.
No, now we're not buzzing. Now we're just saying the answer.
And by the way, I knew Rain Man too. I just felt so bad for you because you wanted that
you
so
out.
Bad. Yeah.
Okay.
You were so excited to yell Rain Man right there.
I know the competitive side of me came out. It's not pretty. Okay, we're tied one apiece.
I love that this is foreshadowing for the Tom Brady roast, because y'all are really bending the rules to your will.
Oh, yes, I love it.
Here we go with question three. This is going to be a tiebreaker. Name one of the films in which Tom Cruise simply goes by the first name Vincent.
A Color of Money. There's two. Color of Money is one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the point. That's amazing.
Wow.
What's the other one?
Of the two, Collateral, he also.
Just talking about
pre-show,
that.
Mark, I told Maggie all about Collateral. She looked at me like I had two heads. She'd never seen it.
Okay.
Because a lot of people miss that movie, to be fair.
In my defense, any movie that came out while I was in college, or I'm going to expand it, anything that happened while I was in college is a total blur. And unfortunately, Collateral was one of those movies. Okay, Perloff's up 2-1.
Visit it again after 20 years for the first time. You're going to love it.
Okay.
Now, to stay alive in the matchup, your penultimate question. Tom's race car driver character in Days of Thunder is named what?
I don't know this one.
Is it Grady? Grady? Grady Little?
Grady Little.
Little Grady?
Little.
Yeah.
Grady Jarrett?
Yeah, he plays Grady Little, who yanked Pedro.
Yeah, I was going to say, we go over all of his managerial decisions.
This is a bad one.
I don't know that one.
I feel really bad. You're going to say it, I'm going to feel really bad.
It sounds a lot like an actual NASCAR driver's very funny name, and Tom Cruise played Cole Trickle.
Cole Trickle.
Cole Trickle.
Oh, my God.
I've seen Days of Thunder once.
My friends are going to kill me for that, that I didn't know Cole Trickle.
All right, this is my final chance to at least tie the game.
All right, and here it is. So Tom Cruise played Lieutenant Pete Maverick Mitchell in Top Gun, but he also plays a Lieutenant Kathy in A Few Good Men. What is Lieutenant Kathy's first name?
Oh, that's embarrassing, because we've all seen this movie 1,000 times. What's his name?
The truth.
What is his name?
Is his name You Need Me on That Wall?
His name?
That's his Christian name.
Daniel.
Daniel.
Raymond. Well, congratulations, Perloff. He wins 2-1 in our Tom Cruise trivia quiz. Wow. Mark, those were heaters you were throwing at us, apparently.
Yeah, well, you know, Andrew got the layup with Ethan Hunt. I thought Cold Trickle was going to be a gimme for the sports fan.
I know.
Gone super easy and been like, what's his name in Jerry Maguire?
that's more on our level. Mark, you're speaking our language. Well, that was awesome. Our Tom Cruise tribute week continues, but we have you on because we're asking you to pull some double duty here. We found out earlier this week that Tom Brady is going to be executive producing his own roast. Now, generally, we don't love that formula because we're afraid he's going to spike all the really best jokes about himself, like the really funny ones. But you've got a few for us, right?
Well, it could be like a Last Dance situation where he has too much oversight over his own roast. But I feel like we're still going to get some good stuff from Tom Brady's roast. And we might have heard this news last week. I knew I was roasting Tom Brady on this show about 45 minutes ago. So the best that I came up with. So when you're doing a roast, you want to open strong, right? You want to open and you want to get the room right off the bat. So here's what I would go with. It's lovely to be here. I feel very relaxed because even if a joke falls flat and takes the air out of the room, that's the way Tom likes it.
Oh, yes. See?
That was good.
That's really good. I love that.
Now, we can also go Deflategate in a different angle. We can say Tom Brady, as we all know, is a big avocado guy. To tell if they're ripe, you squeeze them to see if they're soft enough. You can either do this yourself or be like Tom and have a Patriots equipment man.
Oh, that's low.
I love that one.
I have my final roast joke in which I'm hoping that a certain prominent member of the Dallas Cowboys organization is there for. It's going to get a little dark, but stay with me. Here we go. I love all of Tom's different looks because it shows us exactly what Justin Bieber will look like in 20 years. And Jerry Jones is what Tom will look like in 20 years after Tom passes away.
Oh, that is good.
Wow. Amazing. Although Tom Brady's going to live forever. And probably Jerry, too. They're never, ever, ever going to die.
Mark, did I ever tell you a story about when I put Tom Brady's jockstrap on my head? That didn't happen. That's gross. Sorry.
After that Super Bowl win against the Falcons, is everybody was looking for Tom's jersey. Meanwhile, Perloff got free with the jockstrap.
Yeah, he's like now trying to sell it on eBay. It's really gross. It's pretty low. Wow. Well, Mark, we covered a lot of ground here today. Thank you for the jokes. We're gonna send those right to Brady's people. Hopefully, we can get you on the dais. Have you? What kind of like? Who have you ever roasted before? And has anyone ever gotten upset with you about it?
I've written for a couple roasts in my time. I had some real fun. I got to roast Kid Rock one time in verbiage. I got to write some stuff. I didn't get to perform it. And
wow.
So if Netflix is watching, then get me up on the main stage. I am ready to MC this baby.
Wow. Okay?
Can you tell us a Kid Rock joke that you told that you wrote?
I mean, they pretty much wrote themselves.
Yeah, I was just saying, do you even need a writer for a Kid Rock roast? Just walk up to the dais.
Yeah, you literally just say anything, and you can reference Cell Block C. You can reference, that he looks like a white trash Ted Nugent, who himself is white trash. Like,
Oh, man. Mark, I can't tell you how much we appreciate this. It's always awesome to have you on. And like that ringing endorsement of Top Gun Maverick, he's about to go watch it for the third time. I feel like we've got to see this movie.
Absolutely. Hey, Mark, where can we watch you? I can't even follow you. You're so busy putting fake content out now. What do we got? Where should we check you out?
You can just go to my social media, at Mark Ellis Live, and please let super producer Mike know I'll have the Mexican pizza.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or pack it up and send it to you. Be there in a week. I'm sure it'll be. That's just how Taco Bell intended it to be eaten a week later. Because that stuff will be good and survive a nuclear war.
I had my first experience with it last week, and I got to say, big fan of the Mexican pizza. It's no Top Gun Maverick, but it's the Jerry Maguire of Taco Bell.
Wow.
Amazing. It'll be
you had me
classic.
A taco, Mark.
Yeah, I know. You had me a pizza. Mark, thank you so, so much. Enjoy round three of Top Gun Maverick. We'll talk to you soon.
Y'all are the best. Have great weekends, and let me know what you think of the movie after you see it.
Okay. At Mark Ellis Live on Twitter. Got to follow him there. And yeah, he's got Dog Stepfather. He's got a stand up. He's got everything.
Yeah, you're not going to go to the theater. You have a young child. Like, you rarely get to the theater.
No, and I can't imagine like the amount of dirty looks I would get if you tried to bring a 3-year-old to a movie theater. You'd get booed out of
the movie
theater.
Well, unless it's like a little kid's movie.
Oh, no, but not Top Gun Maverick. People have been waiting 30 plus years to see this, and then I'd bring my kid who's just like, I want to watch volcanoes.
Yeah, I don't think he would get the references.
Like, no, like, I don't think
especially
so.
If it was like
the
a reference
fight,
to the
friend.
He's like, Mommy, who's the Iceman?
Where's Goose? Oh,
yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Wow, even I'm getting a little emotional now.
I can't
Goose,
do it.
Goose didn't make it, son.
All right, well, you know who did make it? Mike Samter, back from Taco Bell. Why he decided to make this journey on foot,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, sweating.
You okay?
Yeah, they don't deliver here.
Are you serious?
I mean, I guess we could have done Uber Eats or something, but Taco Bell did not deliver. Didn't
actually,
give me the option.
Yeah,
it's New York City. Everyone delivers anything. We can get Barbra Streisand's bra on our heads in an hour. No?
Yeah.
There's not a delivery service for that?
This is very distracting. Like, it's hard to concentrate. We have a gigantic bag of Taco Bell right on the other side of the glass.
It could feed like a family of six. This is so much food in this bag, $25.
I know.
It came through on my credit card charge. I was like, that's it? Not bad, considering everything you brought back.
I got a smorgasbord of the border.
All right, well, Tasty Thursday is back with a vengeance. Yeah. We're going for it with Taco Bell.
I'm getting on a plane in 2 hours, Maggie.
Yeah, you're flying to L.A.
Yeah,
really
that's gonna
soon.
It's going to be great. 6-hour flight.
Wow.
Wonderful. Good timing. Thanks, Mike.
Whoever's sitting in 14D...
Yeah, keep your mask on. I don't know what the mask rules are. I would keep that on.
Double mask. Just a suggestion.
N95 if you can.
We got a tweet from a superstar that was definitely more interesting than anything we saw in Heat Celtics last night. We'll dive in next. Maggie and Perloff, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM, Channel 158.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.